Blog Talk Radio.
Legend has it that in the great storm of 1781, John Jameson lost a barrel of his beloved smooth whiskey. He said goodbye to the crew and went in after it. In hindsight, that probably wasn't a good idea. Weeks later, a funeral was held. All of Ireland was in attendance, including John Jameson and his smooth-tasting whiskey.
All the folks out there understand that tonight is a very, very special night. And, of course, you know, what more can I say? I want to come on and talk about it because without you guys on a constant basis, you know, started with me and Ricky R. Jones years ago, way back when, there would be nothing like this. You know, I got to come on and say this because you guys are so important to me. And, you know, it's amazing how all these years you guys still, you know, support the one and only Beverly Nation. And, you know, I love you guys, man, with the bottom of my heart. And there's nothing you can do about it. Really, there's nothing you can do about it. So I want to thank all the people out there that count that robbery for you guys to be part of what we do on a constant basis. Hey, Chinchilla.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Good evening. Evening, everyone. This is International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting a lifetime achiever, Huni Bakatun, saying welcome to the 11th annual celebration of Merck City.
No, they hating on me, cause I'm the man. I'm Supreme, homie, I don't give a damn. I'm a self-made trillionaire. I'm a self-made trillionaire. From the underground to the top, I came from the bottom. Real niggas don't stop, man, I'm going higher.
This shit crackling, no more procrastinating. They told me, but don't hesitate, don't keep these bastards waiting. I'm putting egos in check and I'm so emasculating. Like people stop and stare and say, damn, this nigga's fascinating. We blowing throw up in the air, you smell it, that's the fragrance. I got the focus, got the heart, and I got the patience. You hating, bitch, get off my dick, look like you want some gay shit. I'm trying to take this to the mountaintop, Appalachian. But it's a rocky road, and I'm still moving up. And ain't no moving us, so keep it pushing, get to moving, bruh. You might be new to me, but you know I ain't new to ya. Go ask the white boys, they say he's totally tubular. Fucking bad bitches, rub my dick against they uvula. Every time I hit the streets, it's like a fucking movie, bruh. You know what I do to ya, say gladiator studio. They gon' leave ya chopped up like they was DJ Scooby. From the go, know I'm about. I don't fuck with lanes and do my dirt, nigga, without a law. I keep the pimpin' flies, hoes come in and out the law. When you get fettuccine, you don't need a lot of salt. I get my Gucci, oh, my baby likes a lot of Prada. She goin' shopping till she drops, she know then daughter got her. But she not shotgun in the slab, oh no, I gotta shot her. He keep that shotgun in the slab and roll without an otter. He keep his eyes wide open, he's a hater spotter. And when they roll up on me wrong, then he's a hater dropper. And he don't mess around when niggas try to play the proper. He keep it gangsta, nigga, he gon' spray the chopper. Cause I don't roll with fake people and I never will.
down when that Beretta peel. Then you don't understand that Bumpy is forever trill.
Motherfucker, triller till I D.I.E. Fuck these other suckers.
What's your message to the fakers?
They throwing rocks and hiding hands. It don't really matter. This the dirty South we riding, man.
I'll roll you up on that trill shit.
Since the day they made me, and from a baby until today they never played me.
Throw your hands up.
From P.A.T. to Yo Town, ain't no need to slow down, baby boy. It's about to go down.
Merc City in your area. Of course, 11 years doing this thing. You know what I'm saying? So proud. Shout out to Ricky R. Jones, who started with me, the young lady. And, of course, you know what I mean, the matriarch of our network. And, of course, welcome to the legendary Merc City hip-hop program brought to you by and Go To Time Multimedia and John Jameson and Company. We're broadcasting live out of Nigeria. Lagos, the capital of it. 516-453-9133. All we're going to do is press 1 to join the conversation, and it's brought to you by McCann and Gozy Time Multimedia. I'm your, you know, honeybee. On turntables 1 and 2 for you, you, and especially you. Of course, we got Princess C on the line, and she'll be on here, you know, momentarily. And, of course, tonight, we're giving you the Dirty South. We're giving you the real McCoy. And, of course, Bun B, Port Arthur, Texas. Now, of course, this show is also dedicated to my cousin and my other cousin. Vari Kenner, of course, you know, is here on the live, you know, with us tonight, listening at home. And, of course, to my cousin Patricia Scott, who died in 2014 in December. And she, both my cousins being from PA, of course, Port Arthur, one of the first people that, you know, really supported me when me and Ricky was doing our thing back in the day, Merc City in your area. So, of course. And what can I say tonight? We'll give you that Bun B. Just like that.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah. 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 This up. And now. Fun.
What's up?
You had to go fuck with the homie, right?
You know it, G.
Don't leave that nigga. Sit down.
G-A-P-A.
About that shit, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go.
See, y'all gon' give me my respect, cause I earned that. Even though it's 6 grams a pound, we still burn that. New Benz with the glass. Yeah, we throw it on. Know them safe come out in glass box. Yeah, we throw it on. Shit like that. Yeah, you know we bout that. Shit like that. You know we bout that. Shit like that. Yeah, you know we bout that. I said we bout that. Yeah, you know we bout that.
They made them cleaner than a whistle. Nigga sharper than a sickle. My Cadillac is candy and yeah, my Desert Eagle nickel. Plated it, niggas hate it. There's nothing they can say though when I hit them with the pressure. They leaking out the Play-Doh. From way back in the day, yo. They know I put it down. Had a pocket full of stones. Got to sewing up the town. Been at it since the 90s in the ghetto with them pounds and them bricks. Hitting licks and filling heaters with them rounds. Pay the cost to be the boss. I can show you the receipt. Trillis in the game, every nigga in the streets knowin'. Bumpy and Dizzle back to business, cut the sign on. That's what the fuck we got our mind on, so grind on.
Y'all gon' give me my respect, cause I earned that. Even though it's 6 grams a pound, we still burnin' that. New Benz with the glass top, yeah, we throw it on. Know them things come out in glass box, yeah, we throw it on. Shit like that, yeah, you know we bout that. Shit like that. Yeah, you know you be about that money you pursue.
even make sense. Take off the yellow tape, now you selling A-Town. Watch the beat break down, long way from breakdown. On my way to A-Town, long way from make sense. Bitch, I'm about that, bitch, you know I'm about that. They say they about that, but I really doubt that. You know I live this, love this, tough shit. Did a song with Kanye, still talking truck shit. Even though it's truck shit, still make it clutch shit.
Representing that Gulf Coast, Houston, you know what I'm saying, H-Town, and, of course, Port Arthur, Texas. And, of course, you know, my girl want to say something real quick as she's getting her electronic technicians together. Princess C.
All right. Hey, hey, hey. What's up? Dr. Honey D. Olasky and all the listeners tonight. Hey, hey. This is Princess C. And welcome to Merch City in your area, everybody. And we are making Merch City great again. And tonight, we have a wonderful program for you tonight with the message for our young people. So it's hip-hop with a message. All right.
Oh, it's like that.
DJ
it's like
Honey
that, Princess C. It's like that. It's like that. We'll put it back on ice as she get herself together. And, of course, you know, she'll be giving you topics that you can learn and grow on. And, of course, I got my man, my mellow, the International Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever of 2022. A lot of accolades. The Magic Man, Haru. How you feel? Uh-oh, he might be on ice. He might be on ice, y'all.
Hey,
might be,
you
know what I mean?
Can you hear me?
I thought, listen, man, I thought the pussy got your tongue tonight.
Uh-oh, we can talk about that on Thursday. Hey, but this is my treat, so I can't take it there, right?
This is true. Listen, man, you know, how you feel about, you've been around a long time. How you feel about Merch City, man, all these years, man, since 2017, since you've been listening?
Man, one of the best, matter of fact, that's the one. This is the best. I mean, as you know, coming from the golden age of hip hop, man, a 90s style rapper, I mean, you give it to us all, you know, the school, the new school, because I'm going to be honest with you, from the golden age of hip hop, I guess you're putting on tonight, man, I'm really, really putting the vibe, man, the vibrations inside, and B is all of that, man. I can't wait for you to play that next track.
Uh-oh. You heard what he said, y'all. And, of course, you know, I'm going to put it down. And this song right here was the introduction of Drizzy, Young Boy, Young Sweet Jones. You know what I'm saying? This is the first track he ever did, okay? And it was with Bun B. Put it down, put it
now
down.
When it come to making money, I'm a print press. And when it come to being trill, I'm the litmus test. Run it like a fitness test. And when it come to making history, I'm like Joe's son. A million ways to die, you already chose one. $1 million tactics,
sounds like a good beginning. We on the top now, go back and tell her who we winning. And while you're there, let them know I did it just for them. I made them pump the cash up and left them just a blim. Is that the king of the trio? Go tell them yes it's him. And his testosterone is up, who's got the estrogen? I like your girl and I think she like me even more. I hit her with that even ho and then I'm leaving, bro. The dirtiest house finest and dirtiest house behind it. Now that's a plus on the report card, not a minus. Keep your security blankets because I'm not your linus. You got a problem with us, you know just about the finest.
Since you're telling on me, tell the world about me. Ask your girl about me, she'll probably tell you that I
put it down, put it down. You know how I put it down, put it down. Every time I come around,
I just bought a car, the nigga pimp owned it. I threw some tints on it, she would've loved it high.
Put it down, put it down. You know how I put it down, put it down. Every time I come around.
I'm in the podar, the state of mind, of the superstar status. I elevate the grind. My time is money, so I put the money on my time. Lightning on the brightness, so exciting when you see the shine. We on the level, though before it's never even shorter. I broke my bread and fed my team just like the Holy Father. I helped the blind to see and kept it Jesus like an altar. The only thing that's left for us to do is walk on water. We playing all four quarters till the clock expire. So till I see the ref waving, I will not retire. My flow is still official and I still got the fire. Can't take your eyes off it like when you watch the wire. And in 010 we finna go in, so let the opposition know that there is no win. And I am no friend, so put your hand down and tell them stand down before it's man down.
Since you're telling on me, tell the world about me. Ask your girl about me, she'll probably tell you that I
put it down, put it down. You know how I put it down, put it down. Every time I come around,
I just bought a car, the nigga pimp owned it. I threw some tints on it, she would've loved it high.
Put it down, put it down. You know how I put it down, put it down. Every time I come around,
I got 100 girls in each phone. Drizzy Drake, man, Young Sweet Jones. I never cheat unless you count the girls I cheat on. I know you can't bring every single one you meet home. Homesick just when I thought I was sick of home. Losing track of time, every day we switching zones. Drizzy Hendrix, I'm just backstage getting stoned. Thank me later, man, a million copies shipped and gone. Overboard, nigga, I'm quoted more, nigga. Results are in, I guess you should've voted more, nigga. Swimming in the money, y'all just float ashore, nigga. Never drowning, what the fuck you think this boat is for, nigga? Yeah, I'm quick to take a R&B diva out. I bring some friends, she brings some friends that know what we about. And when it's done, I put my slippers on and see them out. And tip the driver to make sure he take the scenic ride. I swear these women living like they trying to write a book after. But I'm just really trying to keep a G for my chapter. Listen to my words, see just what I mean. Rest in peace to Chad Butler, every day I'm riding clean, damn. Since you're telling on me, tell the world about me. Ask your girl about me, she'll probably tell you that I
put it down, put it down. You know how I put it down, put it down. Every time I come around,
I just bought a car, the nigga pimp owned it. I threw some tints on it, she would've loved it high.
Put it down, put it down. You know how I put it down, put it down. Every time I come around,
since you're telling on me, tell the world about me. Ask your girl about me, she'll probably tell you that I
put it down, put it down. You know how I put it down, put it down. Every time I come around,
I just bought a car, the nigga pimp owned it. I threw some tints on it, she would've loved it high.
Put it down, put it down. You know how I put it down, put it down. Every time I come around.
Yeah, and yeah, every Merc City, and of course, at that time, Drake came in from Canada, and he was trying to do his rhymes, and nobody wanted to hear him, and it was, you know what I mean, you know, Bun D and that quadrant down there, you know what I'm saying, with that wood, turn that wood grain on and hitting them corners, and Drake now is he has the most Grammy Award number one in the history of hip-hop, and in the history of popular music. And it all started from that one track right there, Put It Down, of course. Now, you know I get down old school. And then right after that, we're going to have our Chinchilla Jay come on with Princess C. And of course, you know, I got to take it back because that's what I do. And we're going to go back to 1984, y'all, right here on Merc City. Hey, T. La Rock, show 'em. T-La Rock, you know what I'm saying? Of course, from New York, you know what I'm saying? And it's yours. One of the greatest songs in the history of hip-hop, Jazzy J, the DJ, and, of course, your old ass Ski. 5164, press 1 to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by, of course, Ngozi Time Multimedia. And, of course, now it's time for Princess C to give us what we need when it comes down to this outstanding spotlight topics that we are here for on Merc City in your area. What's up, Princess C? How you feel?
I feel good. How do you feel tonight, DJ Olasky?
Man, you just hit Tito Rock talking about, listen, man, you hear Tito Rock say, it's yours? I'm out. I can't do no more. What can I do?
That's right. I know that's right. It's yours. And, you know, that's the message that we have to get out to our young people to let them know, hey, whatever you want, it's yours, but you got to do it the right way, young people. You got to do it the right way, and the sky is the limit, but you gotta work for what you want. And it's not about taking what you want illegally, but, hey, take it the right way by becoming productive in society, getting the job, getting some skills. And guess what? Whatever you want, yes, it can be yours. And you have to set goals and have some visions and some dreams and, you know, make those dreams come to fruition by working towards your goals. So, you know, tonight we're going to talk about the slow demise of our Black youth because they're dying every day around this country. And it's a sad situation. And we're here to save lives. We're here to save the young people. And, you know, Merc City is a hip-hop program, yes. And it has the music that the young people listen to today. And then we take it back to the old school hip-hop, too, which was hip-hop with a message. But today's message with the music that they're listening to today, the message is always about violence. It's always about drugs. It's always about sex. It's always degrading females, and females love it, okay? And it's sad. So we're trying to change that narrative, and we're trying to save the young people because guess what? They are our future, everybody. And, you know, I always talk about the children are our future, and yes, they are. And if they continuously kill each other, continuously injure each other, and hate on each other, where is the future of our youth going to be? Where is the Black race going to be? The young people continuously wipe each other out. So that's why I call it the slow demise of our Black youth. Because that is exactly what it is, people. And guess what? We have to be the ones as adults to figure out ways to save these young people. And do you want to see them continuously die on these streets? And, you know, it's not just here in Philadelphia. It's all around this country, every inner city. The same thing is going on. And, you know, something has to give. And yet this government, you know, they funnel monies all around this country for organizations to put together programs for our young people to keep them productive, to keep them off the streets. But yet a lot of these organizations are not doing what they should be doing with the monies that they're receiving. And that just pisses me off to no end, everybody. It really upset me. Oh, that's right. And this is Merc City. So I can truly express myself. Because guess what? I can use profanity on Merc City. So, you know, y'all might hear your girl, Princess C, use a few cuss words tonight, you know, because this is how bad it is here in Philadelphia with the gun violence. And there's not enough men on these streets. So Operation Hug the Block, okay, they're an organization. Well, it's not even really, well, I guess I can call Operation Hug the Block an organization. But there are two organizations, Philly Truth and Stop Killing Us, which came together and collaborated to do Operation Hug the Block. And Operation Hug the Block started out on August the 22nd. And for 77 consecutive nights, Operation Hugs and Blocks, they are patrolling the 77 most deadliest streets in the city of Philadelphia. And so now this movement, it has gotten some attention. You know, it's a few news stations that came out to see what Operation Hug the Block is all about, okay? And Jamal Johnson, SKU, who has been a guest here on Merc City before, and he's been a guest on News Forum many times, giving updates on the census gun violence in Philadelphia and giving the statistics and everything. And what is going on in the city is just horrendous, everybody. So it's a war every day in the city of Philadelphia with our youth trying to go to school, trying to get home from school safely, okay? But many are being caught in the crossfire. Some are targeted on the way home. We have youth that are being kidnapped left and right. So we have gun violence as an issue, kidnapping as an issue, human trafficking of these young people, being pawned around for sex and all types of bullshit that's going on in this city and around this country. It's happening. And we have to put an end to this, because if we don't, guess what? Again, I reiterate, our youth will become history because they won't be anymore. Okay, so it'll be like, wow, the history of the black youth, where have they gone? And it's sad that this may become a reality if something is not done to stop the census gun violence, to end human trafficking and kidnapping of our youth. And we need more adults to help them become productive, because their demise is like so close. So close, everybody. If you look at the numbers of the youth that have been shot and killed, it's crazy. So far across this country, there have been, I think there's been about 1,100 deaths amongst young youth, young blacks, children and teens in this country so far. That's deaths, and it may even be more than that, okay? And then when we talk about the shooting, geez, the shootings are way up there, because right here in the city of Philadelphia, shootings alone, we're like at, I believe we're at about 1,500 shootings. And deaths right now, oh, geez, deaths are now about 350, because every day somebody is dying. Every day somebody is being shot in this city. And that's just one city, everybody. So it's crazy. So we have to prevent the demise of our young people by doing what we need to do as adults, showing them that we care. And what Operation Hug the Block is doing is something so significant, because these streets that they're on, they're considered the 77 most deadliest streets in Philadelphia, which from 2015 till now, each of these 77 blocks have had 10 or more homicides. And it's just crazy, y'all. And last week, I was out there with Operation Hug the Block patrolling 55th and Market. We went, I think it was like a 4 or 5 block radius that we patrolled up and down those streets. And then the next day, we were at 52nd and Market patrolling a 4-block radius. Then 60th and Market, 61st and Market. And so, and you have to look at West Philadelphia. Those of you that are from Philly, and y'all know West Philly. So in West Philadelphia, you got all these doggone blocks, okay, that's right near each other. And these blocks, 60th and Market, 61st and Market, 55th and Market, 52nd and Market, and I think 60th and Walnut, and all these other areas in West Philly that we will be, these blocks are like right a block away from each other. And they all are in the statistical data of having 10 or more homicides since 2015. That's crazy, y'all. Okay, so something has to give. And during these patrols, where are the men? Where are the people in these communities? We don't see them. And it's a slogan that we started, stop peeking outside and come outside, because people will peek out their windows. They'll peek through their doors, but yet they won't come out and participate. And it's their blocks that we're trying to make safe again. And you know, it's just crazy, people. So people have to stop being fearful. And if you want to see something done about making Philadelphia safe again, you have to be part of the solution, okay? Because if you're not, you're part of the damn problem, and it's sad. So we need some solution seekers out there that will step up to the plate, and we're talking about the men. And what really pisses me off, everybody, is that in the city, it's time for election for our 100th mayor. And Sherelle Parker, her ass has been ghost, okay? She's never been seen at any gun violence rally. She's never given condolences to any families. She has not participated in Operation Hug the Block. But David O has numerous times, and he's attended gun violence rallies as well. And then out of our council people, the only council people that have showed up is Jamie Gaudier. I think she showed up once, and I think she was supposed to show up last night. I didn't make it out there last night. I got to find out if she did show up. And Kendra Brooks was supposed to show up. And I think Nicholas Rourke, who's running for city council at large. So I got to find out if they showed up last night. Because, see, talk is cheap, everybody. You got to put your money where your mouth is. You're running for office. And if you cannot show that you're concerned about the future of our youth, then your ass is not fit for office. State Representative Amon Brown has been the biggest supporter of Operation Hug the Block. And he's come out almost every night. And, you know, as far as that, he's the only state rep that's been out. And it's very sad. So we want to see more politicians out there, because guess what? Y'all ain't getting my vote. Not at all. Y'all not doing shit. You ain't getting a vote from me. And that's that. Okay. But our youth are our future. We have to protect the future of the black youth, because without them, the black race will diminish, because, hey, then there'll be no more babies being created. We don't want the young people to have babies, but we do want them to make it to adulthood, so that they can get married and have children, okay, to keep this race going. Because we're very intelligent, talented, gifted, young, and they are young, gifted, and black, everybody. And it's time for them to realize how gifted they are. And it's up to us as adults to show them their gifts. All right, so, hey, we're going to give it back over to DJ Honeybee Olasky, and I'll be back a little later to give y'all the next topic. All right? Peace.
Small beer. on the show. Talk money all day, count money all night. Trust no one with my paper, so I count my paper twice. I be lonely without my paper, so I sleep with it at night. Now wake up to my paper, so I start my day alright. They call me cocaine, got it, Mr. Money. Oh, my bitches, Mr. Everything White. He be always in the kitchen. So tune in to East Atlanta, please don't change the channel, ma. Roll the window down, back up my fellas to show my autumn, ma. And you're not my partner, now. Nah. What you want in all the cars? Thinking that you angry, cause my neck look like the Mardi Gras.
Yo, Mercedinia area, your boy Jeezy with the boy Bun Z. Yes, I do get on wheels and steals for you. Port Arthur, Texas, stand up. Houston, Texas, stand up. All the dirty, 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 stand up. And, of course, you know, you want to talk to me, your honeybee, or Princess C, you know what you got to do. Press 1. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by them boys. At, you know, Ain't Gozy Time, Multimedia. It's in your area, Merc City. And right now, I think I need to add some Tupac to this.
She got the whole world in her jaw. When she feel it tight up, don't stop and don't pause. I got the whole game in my head. Don't fuck with recreation, but I'm good in the bed. In the bed. Tone and snow, I keep big blow. My homeboy dad wanna fuck me on the low. But I don't wanna let she going out on the grind. Check in with the choosing fee and I'ma knock her from behind. I make a bitch bleed the block with a certified knock and a platinum cop. The pepe didn't stop even when the best died. We just kept on getting high, putting dick up in their eyes. Dick up in their ears and dick up in their nose. Ass pussy mopper fit the fucking every hole. Put it between their titties and between their toes.
My buddy Kwamami, oh come the poppy. I love it when it's wet and sloppy. In and out the mouthpiece until I come, no one can stop me. My bump and grind, I do you every time. Come get a blast of this thug passion to blow your mind. Hey, throw up your legs, wrap them shits around my back. It's a west side thing, fucking hoes around the map. Walking down 125 while I'm creeping out hot. And they seduce my Jimmy, I be screaming, give me body. Make them all scream my name out. Give me my props and don't you love how this thug nigga beat up the cop. I'm at the Rican parade, I'm watching caramel bitches play. Get with real niggas, bullshit and never get you paid. This is the dream of a young black team. I beat for whole strong country like a greedy crack fiend. Now come on.
Tell you what my name is.
What?
But beat a big D up in my drawers. When I pull out my piece, it make the girls all pause. Y'all's niggas better recognize when your bitch shoots me. Shouldn't come as a surprise.
Nope.
Knew she was a freak, I could see it in her eyes.
Yeah.
And I'ma bring it out of when I get between her thighs. God damn, that's what you call a home run. I knock it out the park when I give her the long one.
Long one.
It's on, I'm ready, it's strong. focus steady. First I'ma give it some bacon and beat up a bit. When the shit starts shipping in the bed, starts rocking in the headboard, banging so you don't come knocking. It's a grown folks party, we don't need no kids. And I ain't trying to blow you up, but girl, your pussy the
baby,
shit.
Baby, you know, I don't know we need to get S-O-N-G-Z. Bun B the Pepsi, Tupac and me. S-O-N-G-Z.
Wow, Trey Songz, you gonna sing that right there? You know what I mean? On the hook, on the last part of the track. Wow. Bun B, Pimp C, and Tupac. Yeah, you know, they talk about that good shit right here on the Merc City Hip Hop program. And, you know, when you're in love, man, you know, all I know is you put it down right, it'd be all right, it'd be tight. All I know is Merc City in your area. And this is the 11th annual celebration of Merc City. Started way back yonder in 2012, before there was a Beverly Nation. There was no Beverly Nation when we was doing this thing, man. And this is still the Internet's longest-running hip-hop program. How about that? You know what I'm saying? There's no other hip-hop program that's done what we've done here at Merc City. And, you know, I don't know. I'm just, you know, your honeybee on Lizzie.
Performing live one night only. Come on through and kick it with your trio, homie. Showtime's midnight, we ready as we gon' be. A packed house and you know it's all on me. You seen the flyers on in the mix. Now you wanna get in the mix, it's cool. Get in line and get your dick. But don't forget to buy your VIP pass so you can get a picture soon as you see me pass. And when we pull up to the back door and they know the king of the trillers in the building, it's a rap, bro. Go DJ, let them know we in the house. It's official, we came to turn it out. No doubt, we need light so you can see me live on stage. We need cameras, put me on your Facebook page. We need action. What happens when you pass me the mic and I can give the people just what they like? Well, alright, we need light. Cameras, action is on. We need light. Cameras, action is on. We need light. Cameras, action is on. We in the dressing room posted. Drinks in the air get toasted. Sweets in the air get roasted. Promoters asking for a side poster. Take a picture with my wife. Get a little closer. Now say cheese. We smile, wait a second, laugh. I ain't tripping, long as I got my second half. And bones nodding, that mean it's all good. So I post them two trio. Take a shot to the noggin. Couple Texans in the house. Some rockets and some strobes too. They representing for the city like they're supposed to. I hear the opening act is on its last song. Gladiators vibe up, time to mash on. We need light so you can see me live on stage. We need cameras, put me on your Facebook page. We need action, happens when you pass me the mic and I can give the people just what they like. Well, alright, we need light. Cameras, action is on. We need light. Cameras, action is on. We need light. Cameras, action is on. About that time, DJ tells the crowd, yo, and he ain't lying. This is the moment that we all been waiting on. Real, recognized, real, nobody got the hating on. It's showtime and the venue off the chain. Wall to wall people and they crunk for me, man. We backstage getting ready for the crowd. Ask them who they want to see, they say my name real loud. They make me feel proud after all these years. We can still pack the plate, hearing all these cheers. Say a little prayer as I drop to one knee. Coming to the stage, give it up for Bun B. We need light so you can see me live on stage. We need cameras, put me on your Facebook page. We need action, happens when you give me the mic and I can give the people just what they like. Well, alright, we need light. Cameras, action is on. We need light. Cameras, action is on. We need light. Cameras, action is on.
Now, of course, we're going to take it back to the old school, and I'll bring back on Princess C for my own question. Hey, Princess C, how you feel tonight?
I'm feeling pretty good. I am feeling pretty good, DJ Honey B. Yes.
All right, let's go write that. Let's go to the next question here. You know, we talk about love, you know what I mean, how we get down, you know what I mean, in our own families, in our own houses. You know, how can a black woman truly love a black man? And, you know, in your own dissertation, talk to us, since you're a doctor.
Okay, so, all right, DJ, his question to me is, how can a black woman truly love a black man? Wow. Well,
yep.
To love a black man, I believe that a woman has to love him deeply, okay? And what I mean by deeply, it's like love is something that should be unconditional. We have to love a black man, love him in his flaws, because we all have flaws. And we have to look beyond that, and we have to love that man for who he is, what he stands for, not love him for what type of materialistic things he has, but love him for him, like God loves us, and God doesn't worry about our materialistic things, because guess what? He provides that for us. So if God can look beyond our faults and see our needs, women should do that same thing for the black man. Look beyond his faults and see the need, because we have to, as women, we have to uplift our black men, because they have been like wronged throughout history, and we have to encourage them. So to truly love them, we have to encourage them. We have to nurture them. And a lot of men, they'll say, oh, well, I don't need a mom. I already got a mom and blah, blah. I already been raised. But in all reality, men still need that nurturing feeling from a woman that he's involved with, because that is our nature as women, to be motherly and nurturing. And it's not that we're trying to mother that man, but it's because we love that man. So if a woman don't love you, guess what? They ain't going to try to be motherly or nurturing, because they don't give a damn about you, men. Okay? And for a woman to love a man, we have to speak life into that man. Also, we have to show that man areas that he can build upon, areas that he's lacking in. And sometimes men with their egos will get upset with a woman if they, you know, tell them different things about themselves that they can improve. And then it's not that, hey, we're trying to criticize, but it's because of love that we want you to be the best you possible. So for me, that's how a black woman should love a black man.
I heard that, Princess C. And of course, we go to our first caller right here on Merc 60. Of course, you're live with your honeybee. Call number one, talk to me.
Hi, good evening. This is on Matt Graham. I'm calling from South Jersey. I just tuned in. I caught like a little bit of what you were saying about like the incidences of violence and kidnappings and all up in Philadelphia. And the question you just asked about like how a woman is supposed to, I believe you said something to the effect of how would the woman be better for the man, but I'm not sure. You kind of faded in and out.
That ain't what I said. That's how should a woman, how should a black woman, you know, or, you know, love a man, you know? What's your dissertation, Matthew?
Okay, all right, I got you now. I can hear you a little bit better. I think the first thing, the best way would be for her to first be obedient. What I mean, if a guy says, you know, jump off of a cliff and it's going to harm you, do it. What I mean is, we as men, we're warriors. We fight each other for women. We also, in this region of the world, we come in contact with people that wear different costumes that want to destroy our lives, whether they wear a blue costume with a shield on it, whether they wear a black robe in the courthouse, or whether they wear a stethoscope around their neck and want to make believe they practice medicine, but they want to do the opposite. So we already have enough conflict in our life, so we come around our woman. We need her to be obedient, so that's not another obstacle in our way. non-confrontational as well. Just her being non-confrontational in itself makes it, proves that she has respect for her man. So it makes us have more confidence in ourselves. Her not relying on always going to her friends and asking her friends for opinions and advice on a relationship instead of just having faith in her own man and her coming to a conclusion that makes their own relationship better and stronger instead of always asking an outsider who may be jealous in the first place. She might have a friend that might even mean well, but deep down inside, that friend may be jealous she's not in a relationship herself and might end up unconsciously giving the wrong advice.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit, Dad. Hold on. But, you know, I like what you just said. You know, I mean, you know, obedience is better than sacrifice, huh?
I believe so.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. And, you know, we talk about Merc City all the time, and I'm going to ask, of course, Princess C this question after the next track. He should be able to expound upon it. But here's the question. What's the state of hip-hop today, in your opinion? You know what I'm saying? And I think you've heard, you OG in a little, you know what I mean? You know, you heard some things, you know what I mean, in the hip-hop world. You heard me play a lot of songs, right? You know, no matter if it's golden era or what we do now. What's your opinion on, you know, the state of hip-hop?
My opinion on the state of hip-hop is that it's infected with evil right now. It's infected with evil, and its entire progress has been retarded and slowed down. I mean, like, its growth is retarded. I don't mean, like, physically handicapped you. I mean, it's been slowed down. It's been reversed. We had people go from, like, when hip-hop first started with DJ Jazzy J, Afrika Bambaataa, Grandmaster Flash, it progressed up until you had like KRS-One, Rakim, Lord Finesse, and other people that they had like a strong vocabulary, Black Thought and the Roots, where the vocabulary and the lyrics and the storylines were tight. And then all of a sudden, I want to say around 94, incidentally, like this whole thing happened with the crack epidemic, and I don't want to get too into detail, but it seemed like money floated around California up in the hands of people that wanted to promote gangster rap, and people that only rhymed cat with hat and dog with fall, and everybody sounded remedial and retarded after that, and it became okay to sound slow again. It became okay to sound uneducated. And people didn't try as hard. The rap artists didn't want to show how intellectual they were, how strong they were. You had PD come out with, like, certain messages. And then people want to talk about getting drunk and getting high and this and that. And It's not by chance. There's no way that it's by chance. We know it's not by chance. Because if it was by chance, you'd hear artists and other music genres doing the same thing. You hear jazz musicians coming out battling jazz musicians from, like, the West Coast talking about how they like to, like, sip on scissor or pop pills and things like that. It's not by chance. There are people within the industry and outside that are sabotaging this music because they know that this quote-unquote jungle music is a powerful influence. It can be used in very good ways and bad ways as well. I'm glad you brought that up because I said I was going to help you out if I could. I remember we had a discussion back in the day, and
well, I got you know, I appreciate that. And listen, I'm going to put you on ice for a second. You know, invert and covert, and you know what I mean, you know, and all those type things. You know, going back to jazz in the 50s, the 40s, and the early 60s. You know, a lot of jazz artists destroyed themselves with their practices, and it got to the news media. And so drugs, you know, I look at a person from Philadelphia, one of the greatest people I've ever, you know, heard, a man by the name of Lee Morgan. And he was so talented, and he was on heroin, you know what I'm saying, and playing his music. And you talk about a handsome man went down to nothing, you know what I mean, because of that. So drugs and deprivation when it comes down to the music has always been there. And now it's just so overt, and the hip hop music at this time. So of course we got some people want to call in. I'm gonna bring that these questions up. I might flip it, flip the script there, because I might not ask the same question, because I can dance.
This shit for Pimp C, bitch. Don't what the fuck is up. Death wrong, nigga, still take your fucking nut. UGK for life, nigga. No, it's shite, nigga. And you can get it by the pistol or the knife, nigga. No more games, bitch. I ain't got the time. I got bitches on my dick and money on my mind. The South is on my back. I told it like Atlas, say you can never back this. You ain't had to practice. Crack shit, street talk, hood life, thug shit. All letting in stuff. Started this drug shit. Cookies, we cooked that. Highway, we did that. Paper, we stacked that. Bodies, we hid that. Bricks wrapped and backed up and dealt with the logo. Now we got it hopping just like a bongo. Popping like a mofo.
Damn.
Word to my DC niggas, so don't go. Ask them, they know, bro.
For sure.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta ask.
Man.
We getting down to biz.
Yeah.
Nigga, do the math.
Man.
Somebody check the clock and tell them what the time. On the day that you die, cause you know what it is.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta ask.
Man.
We getting down to biz.
Yeah.
Nigga, do the math.
Man.
Somebody check the clock and tell them what the time.
Join the conversation, brought to you by them boys at Ngozi Time Multimedia. And of course, we have another wonderful person to bring forth his dissertation. You know what I mean? And of course, the question I ask, where has hip hop gone? And this is my man, Fred Beatty. And of course, he's his own entrepreneur and CEO of his own network. Why don't you bring it with your network? I think they're Trailblazers.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, big boy? What's going on, big brother? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to do my thing on these wheels of steel, man. Bun B, man, Port Arthur, Texas, that's all I know, man. Talk to us.
Look, the Trill OG in the building, right, right, right? And then another Trill OG in the building, one of the ones and twos. To answer your question, if I could sum hip-hop in one word today, trash. Really, really trash. I mean, there's no, like, repetitive, low energy, low vibe type stuff, man. I mean, and I agree with the brother said earlier, man. It's, wow, there's a lot of demonic stuff going on with that. You know what I'm saying? That's not to say that stuff wasn't going on back in the day, but I mean, but it was less prevalent. I'm an old school cat, and a lot of people will probably say, well, that ain't what it is now. But hey, for me, it was all about wordplay, lyricism, punchlines, things of that nature. Now, today's hip hop save a few cats, man. Probably a few that I can count on probably on one hand. I have no idea what these cats are doing, man. I mean, I don't, to be honest with you, I don't listen to that stuff, man. I really don't. Some of the stuff from Nipsey Hussle I listen to quite a bit, you know, because there's a message inside what he's talking about. Because I know what a lot of he says is like, it's more than just gangbang politics. It's also other things in his music. But the rest of this stuff, man, yeah. You know, besides Cole, besides Kendrick, probably Jordan Lucas and other cats, you know, but everybody else I take a hard pass on.
Well, I like what you just said, man. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. And a lot of times, man, when it comes down to the music, and we try to cater to the young people, you know what I'm saying, what they're trying to listen to. But, of course, with Merc City, you know, we are, you know, the vanguard of hip-hop. So that's what we do on a constant basis. So I want to thank you for calling in, Fred. And, of course, you know, back to, Princess C. And I'm afraid. I'm really afraid what she's going to say about, you know, the state of hip-hop. Why don't you go ahead, you know, Princess, and talk to us, you know what I mean, lightly. And, of course, I hope she's not, you know what I mean, fell out in the spirit. But, you know, things happen like that. You know,
here. I was muted. I have muted myself. But, yeah, the state of today's hip-hop, my goodness. I think Fred, he probably summed it up. He said it's trash, and I definitely agree about today's hip-hop. It's definitely trash. It's not anything that our young people should be listening to. Like if, you know, if my kids were coming up in this day and age, nah, they would definitely not be allowed to listen to that crap. Because look at what it's doing to the young people today. Young people are so messed up and screwed up in their minds because of the message that hip-hop today, that the rap today is feeding them. It's feeding them garbage, and it's just altering their mentality. It's making them more violent than ever. And, you know, their violent behavior, of course, is not just coming from what they're listening to. You know, it's other things that's involved with why they are the way they are today. But the music they're listening to is one of the biggest impacts, because they listen to it every day, all day. They walk around with these AirPods and earbuds in their ears listening to that crap day and night. They go to sleep listening to it, wake up listening to it. And that is programming them to behave in a certain manner that is not conducive to be productive in society, but to bring about destruction in their communities. And it's sad. It's really sad. So that's my take on the state of this shit that they're listening to. It's shit. It's trash. It's shit. It's shit. It's shit. It's shit. DJ Olasky.
Well, wait a minute now. I got some shit right now on your lovely Merc City Hip Hop Area Future.
Codeine crazy.
Yeah, pouring bubbly, pouring bubbly, pour that bubbly, pour that bubbly, pour that bubbly. We done went through too much. Hear me? Pour that bubbly, drain that muddy, drain that muddy, when we covered it. Yeah, I'm covered in. I was dug in it. I just loving it. That's for the muffin' it. That's for the other bitch. That ain't for you, dog. That's for them other niggas. That ain't for you, shot. That's for that other bitch. I'm going crazy about it. I'm going crazy, ain't crazy. That's how we living it. Your feelin' lovely. I'm drinking bubbly.
Take out my problems, just drink out the bottle and fuck on the model, yeah. Out of my this now the carnival, this is the royal old Cartier, yeah. Got Perry young, I get dumb from a grown, I can choke with a round, I pull up with my rounds, I pull up out of town. I corrupt the town with them dozen of pounds, I grew up on the grounds with them dealers of hounds. We order more bottles and fuck on my models and pass them around, yeah. I say everything triple time, roll it AP, you blow triple time. I just know the ones that call upon. I just had to pay my dog a bond. Looking at me like a triple threat. Every time a nigga talk a check. Smoke the cushion like a cigarette. Running back to hear my internet.
Celebrate like the championship. Celebrate like the championship. Celebrate like the championship. Celebrate like the championship. I told you, I told you, I told you, I told you.
So tell me you sell the bed to the moolah. I just went rent the ruler with the jeweler. I just went sell the payin' like a goonist. I be diving niggas straight out the sewer. Like a loaded chopper, I'm about to shoot it. I'm so fucking sick and tired of these rumors. I just dive inside a cutie with spooners. Take it back and take a look at yourself. Take the left and put it all in the air. Too many days gone by. Send my the phone, wait until I reply. Dry my eyes, believe it or not. I can never see a tear falling. Water dripping on me like a faucet. I just took a bitch to eat at Chipotle. Spend another 60,000 on the rolling. All my diamonds got your brain washed. You saw my dick, I got my brain washed. And for that shit, you got your man pop. See what they did to Biggie and Pop. Pour a little liquor out. Pour a little more liquor out. Pour it out, pour it out, pour it out.
Cold and crazy. 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 All this motherfucking money got me
cool,
and crazy.
Drowning an activist suicide. When I hit the scene, it's homicide. Diamond pick a ring, a lollipop. Fuck the head, I pull up in the drop. Diamonds colder than the glacier. Ballin' harder than the Pacers. I been tryna have some patience. Told my mama she should pray on it. Told the streets they gotta wait on it. She gon' put a nigga name on it. I just dropped the whole thing on it. I'm making USDs overseas. That's US dollars that you can't achieve. But my white girl, she say, nigga, please. For that white girl, she say, nigga, please. Playing poker, now we back in stroke. I forgot her name, but her pussy soaking. When I seen her on the pole. Reminded myself when I used to come over. Reminded myself when I used to get loaded. Reminded myself that I'm still getting loaded. The coupe fully loaded. This whip fully loaded. This whip fully loaded. This clip fully loaded. I try to control it. It's poppers and bottles. It's poppers and bottles. These niggas who bogus. It's pour up a pain. I'ma fuck around. Faint like I'm Kid Cudi, probably. I fuck around faint, I'ma fall on a drink. Rockin' tough for a poppin' molly. Married to this motherfuckin' money.
Cold and crazy. 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 All this motherfucking money got me
close,
crazy.
You thought I forgot about us. I know that you know I don't fold under pressure. I'm back on the road, I get low on the pedal. We live by the codes of the ghetto. I'm closing this out with my memo. I'm treating this shit like a demo. I'm putting my heart and my soul in this shit and some more. I'm in that Dolce & Gabbana. I might get out the Madonna. I get it crack in the summer. Shredding the lack in the Hummer. Running the paint in my pocket. All this lingo got a pain, it's a dropping. Fuck the fame, I'm sipping lean when I'm driving. All this cash in it, ain't nowhere to hide it. I'm an addict and I can't even hide it. Don't you panic, panoramic companion. They was trying to serve me at the arraignment. Never coming on and never complaining. I'm taking everything to come with these millions. I'm taking everything to come with my children. Yeah, yeah.
Pour that bubbly. Train that muddy, train that muddy. Bro, we covered it. Yeah, I'm covered in. I was dug in it. I
I just loving it. That's for the motherfuckers. That's for the other bitch. That ain't for you, dog. That's for them other niggas. That ain't for you, child. That's for that other bitch. I'm going crazy about it. I'm going crazy, crazy. That's how we living it. I'm feeling lovely. I'm drinking bubbly.
Cardin' crazy. Cardin' crazy. All this motherfucking money coming cardin' crazy.
Hey, your boy Olaf, he be trapping. You know what I mean? I was to be rapping. And you know, Merc City in your area. Every year, every year, every year, every year, every year. Of course, 11 years, man, I've been doing this thing. Hip-hop, trying to teach you these things, man. My hands is on wheels of steel. One and two for you, 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 and especially you. Welcome. If you didn't know about it, your mama should have told you and your grandma should shut up. The Merc City Hip Hop Area Program, been on for 11 years. Now take the next caller. Who is you?
Jesus from the Jesus Show. Hey, Brother O, how you doing?
I'm trapping.
Yo, shout out to Future, man. Shout out to Future. Word. So, tonight's topic on hip-hop today. Big brother, you know I be going deep, honey. My little two cents, opinion and truth. Hip-hop today, I know across America the music is being spoken about. Like my big sis, Dr. Chinchilla just spoke about. And I give truth to that. Music today, to my perception, is the form of expression of a reality based on one's darkness. We live in a dark world. And the man behind the curtain, this stuff gets deep. Yet the whole world is under like a deep spell, man, that we all coming out of. And to start with the self. And when it comes to the rap music or trap music that's out today, I'm going to speak in the area where it's looked at to be against it due to the violence that's taking place. Yet, shit. It start with the home. I look at the mother. Where the fuck is the mother at? Where's the mother's mind? What happened to the mother? What suffering and bondage did the mother live through to birth a son that would grow up and speak about violence? Yet violence is a reality. Why the world not make a noise about all of the violence and all of the action movies? We got a country, let alone a world, that got big theater movies with violence. So we've been watching trauma for years, but that's not a question. You know what I'm saying? Mothers and fathers give their kids away 5 days a week, yet without nurturing. I talk about the children that's not nurtured at home. So in the end, we all know America wasn't nurtured effectively, most of us, excuse me. And I just see the results of that. What wasn't nurtured, and motherfuckers learned how to turn that shit into an art of music. Now, it may not be art to some people. I understand, baby. You know what I'm saying? I guess it don't cost neither one of us nothing, right? Yet, I gave birth to a son that wrote 30 books by the age of 10. I also led my son in the way. I didn't raise him. I led him. I can't raise a prophecy. He raises goddamn self. Because what's inside of him is greater than me as far as what's outside of the body if I'm not aligned with his heart. So I also sat my son down and came to learn that my son remembered everything about this place called Earth. So I feel that it's a matter of also, what are you teaching your children? The world is the way that it is. The music is out there. I didn't keep my son from the shit. This motherfucker remembered that it was going to be like. like this on the planet. So what do you say to shit like that? That come back to what his mother and my father led him and guided him into. And we guided that boy back into his heart. So when he hear Lil Wayne talk about eating pussy and swallowing Minute Maid, he understood what Weezy was talking about. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it's different strokes for different folks. And when it comes to those who are not pleased with the way of music, all I can say to them is that she comes back to the home then. What's up with the mother? You know what I'm saying? What has the mother been through? I'm not blaming the mother. It's one thing to blame motherfuckers, but hold up. People are suffering. People been through shit, man. And the next generation is coming out of their ass. I feel that these boys with this trap music is bringing out the pain from the generation that birthed their ass. And they created it into what's called music or what's called rap, a form of music, you know. So when it comes to the way of our world, period, even though it's about hip-hop, I'm like Michael Jackson. It start with the man in the mirror, you know what I'm saying? We could only control ourselves. Yes, it's good to talk about it, I guess. You know, somebody may be transformed by this shit. We might have a motherfucker that's going to live longer, but everybody ain't meant to be here for 10 years. Everybody ain't meant to be here for 25 years. To me, it's a balance. Ain't no good without the bad. Thanks, brother. Oh, I'm chilling. I'm listening.
Yeah. Berk City in your area. I got some snow money for you, though. I got some snow money.
Hey, man. I had this pussy-ass nigga come up to me the other day, you know what I'm saying, talking about, say, Bun B. Bun B, you gonna rap for PA on this album? I say, you bitch-ass nigga, I am PA. Who the fuck is you, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Everybody know I rap for put off the dicks to the foot. Who the fuck know you, nigga? Don't nobody know you but your mama, hoe-ass nigga. Move around, nigga. I'm on some PA shit, know what I'm talking about? B.A. real nigga, I was born ready, bro. Out here on the grind, rain and shine for the pity, bro. Work coming in and moving out with the city flow. Boys out of line, pull a thing out, let it go. Always get out, blacked out from my head to toe. And it ain't a question that I be out to get the dough. Call up my connect, get the powder in from Mexico. Late night, come across the border in the Chevy, ho. Get it for the low. If you need a plug, let me know. I get it from him, you come to me for the petticoat. That's the way the cycle go around like a merry-go round. Put it down for my town, they already know. Every time I try to get away, I can't let it go. Flush lifestyle, fly cars in the pretty hoe. Pretty hoe. So play your distance by scenario. What's up? Load up the van, let's hit the highway. Here we go,
here we go. We hit the road and get the flow money. Bring it home, take it to the mall, blow money. Hit the strip club, take it out, throw money. To get back up on the road and get more money. More money, more money, money, 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 more.
You know it's UGK for life and I'ma ride for that. Disrespect the game and I can't let you fight for that. It don't really matter where your people try to hide you at, cause I'ma find you, pull up behind you, apply the max. Million to really, I'm a G, bona fide for that. Talking down on the underground, you get denied for that. Where I come from, a lot of pussy niggas die for that. Pulled off the Texas, I got a lot of pride for that. So when we hit the road, haters better hide your hat. We hit licks with them bricks and them 90 packs. I hit this over 20, bro, it ain't no lie to that. Sang them for 300K and now I gotta ride it back.
So what you do?
I'm looking for the laws, where you hiding at? Pull me over, I'm the decoy, fly for that. Oh yeah, I take this big ticket, where you sign for that? Cause the dope and money never in the car, I'm riding that, riding back. We hit the road and get the snow money. Bring it home, take it to the mall, blow money. Hit the strip club, take it out, throw money. To get back up on the road and get more money. More money, more money, money, more. 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 And now we back up in the hood where we supposed to be. In the back, counting up the stacks that we supposed to see. Pussy-ass niggas ain't even getting close to me. They know I had they mama praying with a rosary. And I'ma put another hole where they know should be. If they ever take up the position of opposing me. A couple rounds, bust up out the 44s and we gon' lay a nigga down. Cause we seen it like we Jodeci. They on the streets talking about that they exposing me.
What?
Exposing what? I'ma
open book closing, G. You talking tough, but we know you just posing, see. And I'ma leave a stiffer than a mannequin. Put holes in he. You ain't friends, then you foes with me. And we can go to war, definitely, nigga, not supposedly. I'm not your average, I'm the chosen, G. And if your money ain't snow money, best to get it frozen, G. Cause we hit the road and get the snow money. Bring it home, take it to the mall, blow money. Hit the strip club, take it out, throw money. To get back up on the road and get more money. More money, more money, money, more. More money, more money, money, more. More money, more money, money, more. More money, more money, money, more.
You know it's your boy on Wheels of Steel, man. Compton, California. All I know, all I know, all I know.
Yeah, yeah. Now, of course, you know, we get down, you know what I mean, back to, you know, Princess C. And what she's going to give to us on this Merc's to Tea. Princess C, it's your mic. The mic is yours.
All right. The mic is mine. Well, thank you so much. Mucho gracias. You know, so anyway. Wow. Wow. More money. More money. More money. Anyway, y'all. Okay. That one wasn't too bad, you know. It, you know, had some stuff in there I ain't like, but it wasn't too bad, y'all. But now. Let's get back to our youth, okay? Yes, the youth listen to this type of music today, and hey, look at it. Look where it's getting them. Look what it's guiding them into, and so we definitely have to change the future of music for our young people and making sure that messages are being relayed in the songs that will be positive messages, helping them to be productive, encouraging them to stay in school, encouraging them to further their education or to take up a skill or go to a trade school or a technical school to utilize their talents and skills. And, you know, these are the messages that should be spoken in these rap songs, but it's not. And, you know, I like what Shiza said. You know, she talked about the mother, like, where's their moms and all, and which we talk about a lot, like the parents, the, you know, the lack of parenting and all that, you know, that's missing in these young people's lives. But then we have to, too, realize that it's not just coming from the young people that come from a single parent family when the father is missing. You have children that are coming from a two-parent family, and they're still like bad seeds, okay? They're out here doing all kinds of ungodly things and committing crimes. So we can't always point the blame at the parent because there's some parents that are raising their children well, but those children just want to do what they want to do and be unruly, be rebellious, and be bad seeds. It's a sad situation. And that's where the village comes in, everybody. Like, you know, will and can the village save our black youth? And we often talk about the village. It takes a village to raise a child. And, you know, there is some truth to that because you have parents that are working. Some parents are working 2 and 3 jobs. And so where's the village in that situation? If you're in an area or a street and you have neighbors and you know that some parents are working and so they can't always be at home supervising their child because they're at work. And so that child then is left home and the parents may say, well, you can't go outside. You better not open that door. You better keep your ass in the house. But yet, will that child listen? Now, you do have children that will definitely obey their parents, and they won't open that door. They won't go outside. They will keep their asses in the house, but then you have those that will do the opposite. They will go out and get into trouble. And so that's where the village comes in, people. Okay, so if you're one of those neighbors and you see these young people out in the street and you know they shouldn't be, well, you need to speak up and say something. You know, let these young people know that, hey, we're watching you too. Okay, your parent might be at work, but we're watching you. We see what you're doing, and we're going to let your parents know that you were outside and you shouldn't have been. See, that's the way it was when I was a kid, and that's the way it should be now. So we have to get back to that village mentality where we have other adults that are monitoring the behaviors of kids and what they're doing and, you know, and then reporting this stuff to the parents. We don't have that today. It lacks that in these communities, in these neighborhoods, because there are no neighbors now, you know, and their hoods, and they call it the hood, and that's exactly what it is now, the hood. And everybody has that hoodish mentality from the adults down to the young children. The toddlers even are having hoodish attitudes and mentalities today, and it has to stop. So the village must come together, and we have to make sure that these young people know that there are adults out there that care about what they're doing, that are concerned about their well-being, that are concerned about their safety, and that are concerned about their whole entire life, and that want to see them grow into adults, you know? So it's going to take a village to save our young people, everybody. It's not going to take one person. I can't save all these kids. You can't save all these kids. But we coming together as a village can save our youth. And that's what we have to do. Now, I have a few things that's coming up I want to share with you guys, things that your children may be interested in, you may be interested in, and taking your children too. One is called Save Institute. They're having a Philly rally for black male youth, fighting to save and uplift black boys and young black men. Tuesday, which is tomorrow, October 17th, 5:30 p.m., everybody. And, you know, you can bring your girls too, but it's geared towards the young black men and young black boys. It's going to be at the Miles Mack Recreation Center, 732 North 36th Street in Philadelphia. Again, at 732 North 36th Street, Miles Mack Recreation Center, tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. It's a Philly rally for black male youth. Bring your sons out there, parents that are listening tonight. Bring them out there. And if there are any youth listening tonight, tell your parents, hey, I want to go there. Or just show up, because some of you, you know, you can do what you want to do any damn way. So take your ass to the Miles Mack Recreation Center tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. to go to that rally. Find out how you can be productive and find out the different programs that are available. Okay, another thing I want to mention, those students that are in high school, guess what? Temple University, everybody, they are giving a full tuition ride for Philadelphia students, okay? Yes, you heard me right. 4-year full tuition scholarship. And then they also have a thing called Summer Bridge Program to prepare for your freshman year, okay, that they're going to be doing this upcoming summer. 4-year focused advising, mentoring, and academic support. And your requirements, all you have to do is complete a brief interest form and attend a virtual information session. Now, here's the key, though. They're targeting certain zip codes. So if you or your child lives in one of these zip codes, 19121, 19122, 19123, 19125, 19130, 19132, 19133, and 19140. So all of those zip codes are in North Philadelphia, everybody. And guess what? Get your child involved. You can have a 4-year scholarship, parents. You don't have to take out no parent loan. Your child doesn't have to take out a student loan, okay? Your child can attend Temple University free of charge, okay? and students must attend a Philadelphia public school. It could be a district school in your district or a charter school. And then the other criteria, of course, is to live in one of those zip codes I mentioned. Okay, another program, Rebuild the Village. Okay, they have a wonderful program where they do mentoring for youth, and they completed a mentorship this past summer for cosmetology for young girls. And they don't have their license, but the program ran throughout the summer. It was a 10-week program, and they had their graduation from it. Another program is the MLK Barber Academy, which is run by Valentino Howell, who is the proprietor of Big Beard's Barbershop. So there are many things that you parents can do to get your children involved in something productive so that they will not be destructive, okay? So those of you that work, you say, well, I'm at work all the time. I can't supervise my kids because I'm at work. I got to work two or three jobs to pay the bills. Well, hey, put them into some program that will keep their asses off the street while you're at work. And, you know, another thing, yes, the black man is out of the most of the families today. And why is that? Because most of them are on drugs. Well, not, I can't, I'm sorry, forgive me. I can't say most of them are on drugs. A lot of them are on drugs, and a whole hell of a lot of them are in prison. Some for doing crimes because they were criminals with criminalistic behavior. But then we have a lot of them that are behind bars wrongfully. So our black men are being removed out of the equation in the family today. And that is a problem. And so, village, where are you to step up to the plate, okay, to save our black youth? If y'all want to know more about any of these programs, y'all can contact me Monday through Friday, 844-642-8378, extension 888. Or go on my Facebook page, Chinchilla Jonesia, Chinchillas with one L, or Mike, M-I-C, Test, T-E-S-T, Entertainment TV's Facebook page. Tomorrow, it's going to be a lot of resources and things that are coming up for your young people to participate in. The other thing I want to mention really quickly, Philly Truth, guess what? They are hiring monitors to monitor schools beginning in the morning time. I think it's from like 7 to 9, and then after school from about 4 to 6 or 5 to 7, they need monitors, and they're paying $16 an hour. Want to know more about that? You can contact me about that too, or you can visit phillytruth.com. to find out more about that if you need a job, okay? That's for adults, everybody. So if you need a job, hey, they're looking for monitors. The last thing I want to say, those of you that, you know, are low-income people and you want to try to go out and find a job and you say you don't have any car fare and all that stuff, people make up so many damn excuses for why they can't go out and find a job because they don't have car fare. But, hey, you got bikes out there. You can walk, hey, or ask a bus driver for a courtesy ride, okay? But listen, to end that, you know, that excuse about not having car fare, SEPTA now has a zero fare that's available to eligible residents. And that initiative that they have, they plan to distribute 25,000 key cards, okay, providing financially disadvantaged passengers with round-trip access for a full year. Not just a week, not just a month, but a full year where you don't have to pay anything. You get a free key card for a full year. So you can go out and find a job, and you can go to work every day, okay, or go to school. And specifically, 90% of participants will be automatically enrolled in the program based on criteria like age and income selected at random. The remaining 10% will be considered by community-based organizations throughout Philadelphia. For more information, I'm going to give you the number to call, so you better have a pen to take it down, 215-686-4419. Again, that's 215-686-4419. And we know that we have youth that work as well, and their school cards, they stop working at a certain time where they're not allowed to use their school pass. But so this program can help them, you know, continue to work in the evening if they want to work in the evening or to go to other programs, and they will be able to get to and from, okay? And so adults, if you need that key card, hey, call that number 215-686-4419, and that's my time right now, everybody, because we got to save our youth. So Village, stand up.
I love what you just said, man. And of course, all the people out there, you know, the youth in Philadelphia. And of course, it's the international radio program, but in Philadelphia, Seth is doing their part in trying to make sure everybody stays safe and get to work and to get to school. Now, of course, I got to say this, you know, before I bring on this wonderful person. Tomorrow is a very, very hallowed day in the world. This person is the nominee for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, and I cannot wait to hear what's going to happen at 3 o'clock. Grandeur, when it comes down to, you know, alternative radio broadcasting, the one and only, the 2023 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, and, of course, general managing partner of the Crew Podcast, the wonderful and outstanding Angela Thomas.
Hello.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah. I cannot hear. I can't hear good because I just got off the airplane and my ears are so messed up right now.
All right. Just talk. Your mouth is good. We can hear your voice. Go ahead and talk.
Yeah, my ears are messed up. I just wanted to call in and support. that's all. I just wanted to call in and show my support on tonight. I was listening, trying to listen anyway. But
are you excited about tomorrow?
No. I am. Win, lose, or draw. I'm excited just the fact that somebody recognized what I'm doing. I'm honored. I'm humbled, and I'm grateful, you know. Regardless of what the answer is on tomorrow, I'm grateful just for the opportunity to be a host here on the WBNN and to be able to allow my voice to be heard, to share my perspective, and to share my passion. So, you know,
yeah,
it is what it is. I'm grateful regardless. Just to be able to just have this opportunity to make an impact and to touch lives, you know, that does it for me.
All right. You know, we love you and nothing you can do about it. And it's been a pleasure.
In this game run deep, so before these haters kill me in my sleep, I like to say it's been a pleasure. Reppin' to my last second through, done a lot of shit they'll never get to do. I like to say it's been a pleasure. Honor to be somebody they mention, but before these niggas stop paying attention, I just say it's been a pleasure. You'll never be somebody they need, tomorrow ain't guaranteed, so tonight we gon' do it like this.
I'm gon' let the money go for the eighth time.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're now listening to the Dirty South Trillionaire. Keeping it trilling now, been here and he's chilling now. Pay attention, it's the beginning of a new era. Get a little closer, you can see the view clearer. It's like LASIK for the basic. Ebonics, if you're hooked on chronic and you can taste it, trace it. Recognize the real when you face it. Fall up in the club, get white boy wasted. one shot of Patron, then another one to chase it. Put me to the test, I walk past it, I ace it. Been so many places, up and down the interstate. Cities that I never been, wondering if they been a hate. Step up in the spot, let them look me in the grill. So they can see it for themselves, that I keep it real. I paid the cost and be the boss and left a tip, so it's all good. Don't even trip, believe me, it's been a pleasure.
Emotions in this game run deep, so before these haters kill me in my sleep, I like to say it's been a pleasure. Reppin' to my last second through, done a lot of shit they'll never get to do. I like to say it's been a pleasure. Honor to be somebody they mention, but before these niggas stop paying attention, I just say it's been a pleasure. You'll never be somebody they need tomorrow and guaranteed. So tonight we gon' do it like this.
For the H-Town, light 'em go, let the money go. For the H-Town.
Man, I've been all over the world trying to tell them about the trill and what we've been through. What we already done and what we've been through. What we got into, what we getting into. With tight spots, they cut it closer than against to. Rode through Atlanta, Birmingham, Alabama. Jacksonville, Jackson, Mississippi, spitting grammar. From Shreveport down to New Orleans. And all points in between just to get the green. My two trio team on the road flipping. 8 hours straight, no stops, no tripping. Had to keep them heaters on us so it's no slipping. Promoter play with show money, we were slow gripping. Sometimes we rock the stage and put it down. Other times we had to fight and shoot it out of town. But we always made it home okay. Yeah, we still on the road to this day. I gotta say it's been a pleasure.
Emotions in this game run deep, so before these haters kill me in my sleep, I like to say it's been a pleasure. Reppin' to my last second through, done a lot of shit they'll never get to do. I like to say it's been a pleasure. Honor to be somebody they mention, but before these niggas stop paying attention, I just say it's been a pleasure. You'll never be somebody they need tomorrow and guaranteed. So tonight we gon' do it like this.
For the H-Town, light 'em go, let the money go. For the H-Town.
They say that you never really know what you got till it's gone and can't touch it. If it looks too good to be true, you can't trust it. If you never had it, then you can never miss it. But look at me deceiving, so don't you get it twisted. Walk a lot of miles in these old school days. Thought a minute ways, looking at the end of days. Like how to climb from in between a rock and a hard place. How to keep you cool when you're dealing with a hard case. And how to duck when the judge throw the book at you. And it's a two-sided mirror that you're looking through. The four receivers in your hand staring at your child. And your heart skips a beat every time they smile. See, that's how real life is and how it can be. And how it's deeper than just coming down candy. So I'm just trying to play the cards that they hand me. For those that overstood me, understand me, it's been a pleasure.
Emotions in this game run deep, so before these haters kill me in my sleep, I like to say it's been a pleasure. Reppin' to my last second through, done a lot of shit they'll never get to do. I like to say it's been a pleasure. Honor to be somebody they mention, but before these niggas stop paying attention, I just say it's been a pleasure. You'll never be somebody they need tomorrow and guaranteed. So tonight we gon' do it like this.
For the H-Town, light 'em go, let the money go. For the H-Town.
Man, it's been a pleasure for 11 years doing Merc City Hip Hop programming. And of course, Dr. Titular J, it's been a pleasure for her being the fifth reigning commissioner. And of course, it's been a pleasure for me to even announce tomorrow the chance for Angela Thomas Smith to make enshrinement tomorrow. Or, of course, election and then enshrinement, of course, at On the Honors and the International Radio Hall of Fame. And of course, what more can I say? But thank you to all the folks that love Merc City. And now I am fourth all time in the ONI Hall of Champions. Hey, Terrace. I am proud to say my 56th all-time connection record and 6th consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring a late great Hall of Famer. Yep. Enough said. Tomorrow night, we come back on with another historic person. Her name is Jerry Pitino. Tomorrow night, we interview my childhood idol, the outstanding Rodney Allen Rippey tomorrow night. I cannot wait for tomorrow night's show. Man, I'll be a kid again. Now, of course, the Jerry Pitino Show, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time, with the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, WBNN has advertising to it, Goshi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. And, of course, Ola Dunley Malay with Goshi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ole Day Lay, that goes with my@gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite. Dr. Ola Dunley Malay wearing Goshi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Man, I am so thrilled tonight. Woo, trillionaire.
You know they hating on me, cause I'm the man. I'm too free, homie. I don't give a damn. I'm a self-made trillionaire. I'm a self-made trillionaire. From the underground to the top, I came from the bottom. Real niggas don't stop. Man, I'm going hotter.
This shit crackling, no more procrastinating. They told me, but don't hesitate, don't keep these bastards waiting. I'm putting egos in check and I'm so emasculating. Like people stop and stare and say, damn, this nigga's fascinating. We blowing throw up in the air, you smell it, that's the fragrance. I got the focus, got the heart, and I got the patience. You hating, bitch, get off my dick, look like you want some gay shit. I'm trying to take this to the mountaintop, Appalachian. But it's a rocky road, and I'm still moving up. And ain't no moving us, so keep it pushing, get to moving, bruh. You might be new to me, but you know I ain't new to ya. Go ask the white boys, they say he's totally tubular. Fucking bad bitches rub my dick against their uvula. Every time I hit the streets, it's like a fucking movie, bruh. You know what I do to ya, they gladiators do to ya. They gon' leave ya chopped up like they was DJ Junior. From the go, know I'm about. I don't fuck with lanes and do my dirt, nigga, without a law. I keep them pimping, fly as hoes, come in and out the law. When you get better cheated, you don't need a lot of salt. I get my Gucci, oh, my baby likes a lot of Prada. She going shopping till she drops, she know then died or got her. But she not shotgun in the slab, oh, no, I gotta shot her. He keep that shotgun in the slab and roll it out and out of. He keep his eyes wide open, he's a hater spotter. And when they roll up on me wrong, then he's a hater dropper. And he don't mess around when niggas try to play the popper. He keep it gangster, nigga, he gon' go and spray the chopper.